the intro.
Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. It pays to reiterate that people use the word frustration to mean a feeling. Challenge that notion and to instead assert that frustration is an event. It is an event. It is something that happens internally or externally that blocks you in one of the four domains. Operational, doing what you want. Emotional, feeling what you want. Achievement, reaching goals you strive to reach. And fairness, getting what you want and being treated how you want. Frustration, when internalized in this way, makes it easier for you to think about it more rationally and act more deliberately so that you can respond to it in a purpose-filled way and have a constructive outcome on account of that response. It is true, however, that frustrating stimuli gives rise to feelings. When we encounter a frustrating stimulus, we start thinking, feeling, and urging about it. Yes, thinking, feeling, and urging from a stimulus, right? It is the thoughts arising from the interpretation of that frustration, okay? It is the thoughts arising from the interpretation of that frustration that will combine to generate feelings about the frustrating event, which, by extension, generates the urges to respond to it. This is the coveted STFU and why it pays off immensely to STFU when you encounter a frustrating stimulus. You can audit this process in near real time to make sure you do less dumb stuff and more smart stuff. Mm-hmm. For the sake of completeness, the underlying BS you tell yourself, the belief system you harbor around the frustration, and other things like it, other experiences like it, serve as the bedrock for your knee-jerk thoughts when you encounter a frustrating stimulus. All of this is far, far different than frustration being an emotion in its own right. When you take a step back, frustration, as people tend to abuse it, is often lackadaisical. It's a lackadaisical expression of emotion by association to an event. I'm so frustrated! Is a vague way of saying you've upset yourself because you've been blocked from something you want. It may as well be an irritated sounding growl. Why? Because it conveys the exact same thing. That's about how useful it is. It tells anyone else in the environment that your mood is negative. Congratulations. This is because, generally speaking, frustrating stimuli are made equivalent to bad. This causes problems. Bad then justifies bad thoughts, and those bad thoughts then have built-in permission to generate bad feelings. And then bad urges. Okay. Bad feelings we leverage as permission to frustrate ourselves even more. Double trouble. However, is frustration inherently bad? No, that's foolish. Although a person may have an experience obstructing them from what they want, that often is the single most motivating experience a person can have. So it motivates a person to get better, overcome the obstacle. The fulfillment of understanding and the gratification of mastery comes by virtue of perseverance. It's exciting and fun to learn something new. It's also chronically frustrating. There are zillions of frustrations. Do you think that's a coincidence? I assure you, they are deeply connected. Ever see a kid work through something, putting a puzzle together, for instance, their eyes squinted, their face may be a different color, their tongue's out to the side, the child is frustrated and they see the frustration as a challenge. This means that frustrations are just as well linked to good as they are to bad. So how, or rather why, is frustration pigeonholed to be an inherently negative feeling? It's only a discrete event that is obstructing a desire. If a person somewhat automatically labels that as bad, then they're in for a world of misery, or they're already there, or they've been there for a while already. This is why frustration tolerance is so important. Even when learning something new or gaining new skills, which is almost universally considered a gratifying experience, it is also inherently a frustrating experience. A person can be frustrated beyond their tolerance, or more correctly, appraise their current frustrations as beyond what they think they can tolerate, And then they leverage this action as this interaction as permission to upset themselves on account of the frustration by saying things like, "This makes me so frustrated." Well, it may be technically correct, I suppose. It may be more correct to say that you're using this experience as permission to frustrate yourself emotionally on top of your practical, operational frustration you might be having at present. A point that's worth belaboring because it is the key to sanity and a good, fulfilling, success-filled life if you care about that sort of thing. Okay. The irony is that this person, because they are in the process of growing their understanding of a topic or improving their mastery of a skill, they have been chronically frustrated the entire time. It is inherently frustrating to improve your understanding, to gain skills, acquire wisdom. It happens by virtue of the frustrations. It is just only now at this point where your perceptions of the frustrations exceed the frustration tolerance threshold, right? It's at this point a person gives themselves permission and chooses to, with that permission, upset themselves. For Pete's sake, the only way you can cultivate a greater understanding or achieve the next level of mastery is by overcoming the frustrations in the way of achieving those things. And those are some of the most gratifying aspects of the human condition. By consciously labeling frustrations as bad, a person puts a tremendous handicap on their ability to be happy because it is the overcoming of frustrations that makes for a good, purpose-filled life. It makes more sense overall to classify frustrations as good. They are the opportunity to persevere and grow your tolerance so that instead of eliminating frustrations entirely, they can strive to overcome new and better frustrations and achieve greater levels of mastery and understanding. Frustrations give a person purpose. Fulfilling that purpose is what leads to a good and fulfilling life. Frustration tolerance makes for level-headedness when frustrated. Therefore, the greater a person's frustration tolerance, the greater their chances of fulfilling their purpose. Bored people tend to be slovenly, miserable, and impulsive. Why? Because their lives are better off being more frustrating. Lest they figure out creative ways to frustrate themselves in a destructive way. Right? Rather than seeking mastery and understanding and frustrating yourself in a way that leads to constructive outcomes. The most fulfilled and well-adjusted people are constantly seeking ways to make themselves and the people around them better for the sake of being better, rather than some external reward. Well, what does that mean? It means they're constantly seeking out frustration on purpose and building their frustration tolerance along the way, which, to make clear, is the main benefit of consistently exposing yourself to and persevering through frustrating stimuli. It's a virtuous cycle. Want to know how to make yourself more sensitive to frustration? Avoid frustration. Which, as you are now well acquainted, frustration aversion leads to paradoxical results. It ends up frustrating you anyway, except it frustrates you such that you erode your frustration tolerance and stack up destructive outcomes and failure, rather than frustrating yourself such that it motivates you to get better, which in turn improves your frustration tolerance, so that you can achieve more. To get better at things, there is a conditional need to be tolerant to the frustrations along the way. However, by persevering through those frustrations and getting better, better skills, understanding, greater understanding, and cultivating wisdom, you build frustration tolerance in that process. You generate your own proof that you can handle more than you think you can handle, and you set a new baseline along the way. So I focus so heavily on this, one, because it's super neat, and two, it's requisite to explaining the feelings associated with frustration, so that instead of somewhat automatically associating frustration with bad, and then associating that so strongly that a person just says frustration is a feeling that means something bad, you can associate frustration, the term, in the context of the situation, namely the thing impeding my progress. It is at this time you'll feel freed up so many of your resources, mental and physical, that you'll be able to resolve so much crap floating around in the background of your life. You can move on to things that actually matter to you. That's all she wrote today. Thank you for learning. stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out!